Hey, Brad and Barry. This is Jesse from New Jersey. I want to take you back all the way to 2010. This summer would have been my 10th Bonnaroo. I only missed one in between all these years. But in 2010, it was my first Bonnaroo. And my favorite musical memory of all time was seeing the Flaming Lips, my first year at Bonnaroo. I may have eaten some magic mushrooms for my first time. And we were seeing the Flaming Lips, and they were covering Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. And I was in the crowd, and it was the most amazing experience. And I remember this so vividly. As they were playing the song Money, some guy standing in front of me just lifted into the air a crispy, fresh $100 bill, and he took out a lighter, and he lit it on fire. And I just stood there, and my brain just exploded. Hope you guys are doing well. Missing Bonnaroo right now. Keep spreading the positivity. You guys are the best.
Hey, 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 hey! How y'all feeling? Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
Well, it's a great day on the farm, but not that farm. We're actually in Tennessee, and we're drinking beer, and there's music.
We're on a farm, and there's music, and there's campsites.
There are campsites.
And you got a PBR and your bus.
PBR, the bus is here, your bus is here.
Finally, in the same place.
In the same place. Where could we be?
We are at a secret speakeasy room that we kind of put together over the past month. And I am very sorry to anyone who couldn't be here. We had kind of like a capacity. But we have a lot of people that you may know from Bonnaroo here today. Let's start with this buddy sitting with me.
Happy fucking Roo, everybody. My name's Kyle. You may know me on Twitter as Bonnaroovian. Happy to be here celebrating the Bonnaroo weekend.
I'm so glad you're here. And also, next up,
I'm Lindsay with Roo Fitness. And some of you guys may know us from our Roo Fitness Facebook page and Instagram.
Yeah, you heard Lord Taco slash Russ with the bus earlier. He's sitting across from me. But also, we have another special guest. You have probably seen his work before.
David Bruce from the I Am Bonnaroo Photo Project.
So
It's a privilege to be here, man.
Dude, no, it's a privilege to have you
here. So I'm humbled.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you probably have a better Instagram account about Bonnaroo than Bonnaroo does, honestly.
Well, that's a great compliment. I've heard that before, so, you know, that's a fantastic compliment, though.
Like, to me, but...
I know at this point I'm posting more than Bonnaroo.
Oh! To me, like, the top two Bonnaroo photographers are you and Brian.
Yeah, so Brian is phenomenal.
Yeah, Brian Hensley is his last name?
Yeah.
Brian Hensley.
I love how Brian can capture kind of like the scene at a show or like from above the Ferris wheel, but you do a good job, David, of capturing like people experiencing Bonnaroo and experiencing a show.
I appreciate it. I actually met Brian last year for the first time, and he gave me a ride on the golf cart from one end of the tent city to the next. So, he's a very cool guy. He's legit.
That's a favor that can save your life on the farm if it's in the middle of the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I actually needed to get to Roo Rides to get into town, and he's the guy that hooked me up, so that was good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, this was an impromptu thing. We didn't necessarily plan on recording a deal here today at our little mini Roo. I guess we can talk a little bit about it now that you'll be hearing about this after the fact. And a lot of this was the brainchild of Lindsay over here, because we are on his property. Yeah. You have put together own Bonnaroo this weekend. You want to talk a little bit about where this came from and everything?
Yeah, honestly, you know, Daniel, it started off with you and I in a little bit of what are we going to do now when Roo postponed. And I said, well, I've got this little slice of thing that I own. And
slice of heaven.
Yeah. And it's got some creek on it, and it's got some really nice features, and is sort of a decent place to come hang out. So I guess you and I tried to, you know, found a couple of musicians who were just dying to play after being locked up for COVID-19.
Boy, I bet that was tough to find.
I actually had a couple that were like, hey, can I come play? And which was really awesome. And so we sort of just, you know, coordinated, watching what the state was doing for opening and with the COVID-19 stuff, and when it kind of looked like we were going to be able to have a gathering of people, we knew we had the space out here where we could all have our own social distancing and still get together and enjoy a Bonnaroo feel and some music. Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, I was a little anxious about this, Lindsay, when we were putting this together, you know, because I've been a little worried of the COVID cooties and everything as well. But we knew that, you know, for two reasons, we were going to have to put a cap on it, you know. One, yeah. For, like, just because it's not that huge of a space. It's, like, maybe, like, a hundredth of the size of the real farm.
Oh, yeah. And, it's not even the size of one of the plazas.
And we wanted to also, you know, be responsible, make sure everybody had space to, you know, be comfortable and keep the 6 feet rule and everything. And, you know, I feel like we've done it. This has gone off great, like... When you do something like this, you never really can tell the future and know how it's going to go. But, like, we're about to go into night two of our music here on Lindsay's farm, and I feel like we've got a hit, man.
Yeah, it actually turned into something a lot better than I expected it to. I think for me, you know, this I was going into my ninth Bonnaroo, not getting to spend time with my Bonnaroo friends was really, really... depressing.
Yeah.
And you know, after we've all been cooped up, it's been really nice, I think, for everybody's psyche to step out and just see some people and sort of have a good time and be outside of our house, you know,
because that's why you go to Bonnaroo, right? The music for one, but also to go see your friends. To have that here, it's definitely helping a lot.
I mean, we were joking around earlier today and last night, of course we're not getting to see the big acts that we would have wanted to have seen, but like hanging out in a campground with, you know, funky music, with crazy lights in the trees, with our friends, like, mm-hmm. This is almost just as good.
Yeah, trading beers, trading stories.
Yeah. But it's been a lot like an extended campground. You know, you stumble upon that party in a campground. It's been a lot like that is what it felt like today.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Everybody still says happy room.
Yeah. So, Kyle, you're just up the road in
Murfreesboro. Yeah, I'm up in Murfreesboro.
You made the short drive down here. And I know you and I are on the same wavelength. We didn't want a June to go by without something going on. Like, what have you been doing yourself to keep your spirits up the past week or so?
Not looking at social media. Exercising. Just trying to keep my mind off of this week, for sure.
It was helpful knowing we had this coming up.
Yes, I'm very appreciative. I'm very thankful for this. But yeah, just trying not to think about it. Not looking at the lineup. Not looking about, like, playing would've, could've, should've. I'm just trying to be optimistic about September.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, for the most part, wasn't thinking about it. Like, I'm already planning for 2021.
Yeah, same.
363 days left.
What do you think, David? How are you feeling right now? Are you, like, keeping guarded about September, or are you just ready to punt till next year?
Well, I guess I'm holding out hopes, but I don't honestly really think it's going to happen. I don't really know. It makes sense that it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But I'm very grateful for this because, you know, selfishly speaking, and by no means is this all about me, but this was going to be my 10th year anniversary, which was going to be
huge. That's really special, yeah.
I was going to have, you know, people there that I've been to the festival with for over the last 10 years, and, you know, the bottom's kind of fallen out on it. But I'm grateful for this. It definitely feels like Bonnaroo, and... I'm grateful to have some fresh additions for the I Am Bonnaroo project.
That's cool. Yeah.
So
I was joking with some people last night. There was a guy on a megaphone that was shouting, like, Happy Mini-Roo or Quarantine Roo, whatever you call it. I'm like, dude, there's not Bonnaroo happening anywhere else. This is Bonnaroo for now.
Yeah.
Taco, I sent you a... I call you Taco when I talk about podcast stuff. It just kind of instinctually happens.
Everyone's
I was telling you guys when you were doing a live broadcast the other day, and I said something along the lines of, like, well, you know, to that point, the people that run Bonnaroo were being, like, really silent. The people that own the trademark were being kind of quiet, but the community is being... The community that owns itself is being louder than ever.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true. I mean, they were eerily quiet. And I guess we kind of called them out, and then I don't know if they listened and then posted something, or if that's coincidence. But the fan community has definitely kept this alive. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it would not be the same.
Yeah,
Lindsay, you and Celia, who's here, we should have got her on the horn over here. Maybe we should go talk to her later. You were real involved in the fan community, keeping everything going with, like, Roof Fitness. Like, what has been your guys' thoughts, like, keeping community stuff going the past couple months?
Well, you know, the Roof Fitness group is all about, you know, health and wellness and staying fit for the marathon that is Bonnaroo. And, you know, we had a virtual 5K where we all kind of ran our own 5K in our own area, and then got together on an Instagram Live afterwards and had a good time. But, you know, I think really it's just, hey, let's have a goal to work for, which for me right now, it's a September roux. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work toward it, and if it happens, I'm ready. If it doesn't, then I'm that much farther to be ready for 2021.
Absolutely.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, prepare thyself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. We often forget about that part of the code.
That's the first code.
Yeah. I feel like prepare thyself has been a code thing for Bonnaruvians the past couple of months, because like we've been prepared for like not only, you know, a pandemic, but also like prepared for like the mindfulness that this is requiring. Kyle, you joked that you've been hiding from social media because you didn't want to see what would have been happening or whatever, but like I had been looking the past couple of days, and I had seen so many Bonnaruvians having like backyard Bonnaruvians.
Yes.
Where they just get a big speaker, make a makeshift arch.
You wouldn't believe how many people are actually celebrating their birthday this weekend along with
Lindsay's birthday.
And
it's
the perfect excuse to get your friends together and throw on your festival rave attire and just have a good time. Throw some good tunes.
Like, I'm just thinking of it now because I see a sticker hanging here in the bus with us. The guy that runs the Bonnaroo 365 account, he's doing a really cool thing this weekend where he's doing homeroo.
Yeah, I saw last night, Friday night, he had streamed Sir Paul McCartney. Mm. He's got like 10 years of just film that he's going to release on Twitch or his Instagram Live. He's really doing God's work right now.
Yeah. Hi there, everyone. We know we're calling a little late. This is Victoria.
And Michael.
We're in New Orleans, so hi, Brad. We know you're not too far away. And we just wanted to say that happy Bonnaroo. We missed everyone so much this weekend.
Immensely. We can't wait till we can all get back together on the farm and really live it up.
But, you know, Bonnaroo did happen this weekend. We know we felt all the magic. We were able to celebrate at home and put up the tapestries and have
the light show and everything. It's been great.
Thanks to Bonnaroo 365's live streams, we felt like we were there. And
it was just great coming back through all the history of Bonnaroo and just being able to experience it, again, even if it was at home. And so, thank you for everything that y'all been doing, with the Bonnaroo, with the What Podcast. And, we're excited to see everybody again.
We'll go meet y'all in Camp Nut Butter next year. Can't wait. And see y'all very soon on the farm. Happy Roo.
Happy Roo. Much love.
Okay, we're back. We would have been interrupted by the same thing at Bonnaroo by like random DJs like in the campgrounds or whatever. And I'm glad that we paused because Celia is with us now from Roo Fitness.
Hey, what's up, fam?
How have you been doing?
Pretty good. You know, I'm just hanging in there, hanging on this beautiful, beautiful field with all you people.
Oh, well, we appreciate that very much. We were talking a little bit with Lindsay about how we put this together and everything, and I remember I messaged you with kind of like an idea of what we were doing down here, and you were just like, what? Okay, yes.
Full send.
Yeah.
I'm getting in the car right now.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Let me in. Yeah, this was a pretty sweet idea, and you know, I've been telling you and Lindsay all weekend just how grateful that I am, I know everyone else are, just for this entire weekend, just bringing the community together and just really letting us live this Bonnaroo lifestyle when we couldn't really have it right now.
Well, we were talking a little bit about this before you came in. Like, it can be tough at times when something we love, you know, you have to admit, is corporately owned, and, you know, it's their job to, you know, make money off of it. But still, there's the community that kind of owns itself, right?
Right.
And so many things have been happening online the past week with people, like, sharing old memories and doing stuff like Homeroo from Bonnaroo 365. And, you know, we did the fun 5K last week, and so many other people are doing things from home or whatever. It reminds you that the community is probably the strongest thing about it.
It's so much more than a place. It's definitely a people.
Yeah.
It is
exactly.
A people. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Kyle, weren't you telling me a story that you went somewhere and somebody noticed your Bonnaroo bandana?
Yeah. On my way down here, I'm driving through Winchester, Tennessee, and I'm at the Kroger gas station, and this nice, kind woman must have been like as old as our mother, and she notices my Bonnaroo bandana, like from last year, radiate positivity. You know, it's just a slang, it's just a term. You know, it's just a saying. But she recognized it, and she pulled away her Kroger apron. And I saw her big, fat Bonnaroo logo.
Stop.
Oh my God! No, I, yeah.
That was amazing. The
definition of Southern hospitality. And she's like, oh my gosh. And she, like, put her hand against the glass, and so we high-fived. It was on Friday. It was just, you know, everybody down here just knows it's a vibe. Like, it's just every year, like, you know, clockwork. Like,
every Bonnerugan has a story like that when you've run into another in the wild, you know.
Mm. It's just so organic, just so random, just a complete stranger, and just nothing but love.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like that's going to be even stronger now that, you know, now that we're missing each other a little bit. You know, the old saying is absence makes the heart grow fonder, you know. When we see each other all again on the farm, you know, the real farm, not this little miniature one we have today. Like, it's just going to be so bittersweet.
It's going to be amazing. You know, I've had many conversations just on social media with all my Bonnaroo friends of just, you know, the vibe can definitely get low at times because we miss everybody. We miss the vibe. We miss everything. But just really reiterating the fact that when we do get back to the farm, that first hug that we give everybody for the first time over, what, almost 2 years that when we go back?
At least a year and a half.
At least a year and a half. It's going to be phenomenal, that first Bonnaroo hug on the farm.
Yeah, I'm not letting go first.
Yeah. I'll never let go, Jack.
There is room for two people in that damn door.
That's awesome.
So, part two is something I want to talk about. One thing that we've been doing that's been fun at our little speakeasy Bonnaroo is sharing some of our old favorite stories. You know, last night we were up till 2 a.m. sharing stories or whatever. So, let's talk a little bit about lineup first. Let's go around the room. Everybody tell your favorite act you've ever seen at Bonnaroo and the one that you would have loved to have seen this year. And Taco, you're with the show that does the lineup, so why don't we start with you?
I have this year's lineup. I brought it with me just to cry a little bit.
So your favorite ever, and then what you would have seen this year?
Favorite ever, probably either Pond in 2018.
My man.
last year I'd say Gambino. Probably or Tide.
Yeah.
This year, there's so much this year. Mm-hmm. Oysterhead. I can't even read this now. I'm too shook.
I know. I can't see this paper from all the tears on it.
I know. Primus. I don't know. It's Roman Jules. I mean, every single day there was something.
Can you imagine in a universe where Corona didn't happen, but the current social situation did happen? How lit that Run the Jewels show would be?
Oh, it would be really fire.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, man.
I don't mean to be petty, but I hope it's raining in the parallel universe.
Oh, my. No, that's pretty petty. Don't be that guy.
I'm not right. Yet.
Kyle, you volunteered yourself. What's your favorite show ever?
Show ever? Definitely Sheik and Nile Rodgers, 2018. I was in the blood pit for that, and that dude is a heat maker. There's no way that you can not listen to music and not listen to anything that he's ever put his hands on. He's a big influence on modern music today. Biggest miss for this year? Jack Black and Tenacious D. I love Jack Black.
Can you imagine getting him to party on the farm? You know, he would have been one of the guys that's out in the camps.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think he was there maybe 10 years ago in 2010.
Yeah,
so he's long overdue. Mm-hmm. After that, DJ Mel. Shout out to DJ Mel.
No, isn't Obama's she kind of DJ. Obama's DJ? Yeah,
he DJ'd Barack Obama's inauguration in 2016. And he's the official DJ for the University of Texas Longhorns men's football and basketball team. He's got a very impressive resume. If you catch him, you'll find him in the silent disco. Cut a rug.
Can we have Obama come like MC?
Wait, I think his daughter is like into festival season, right?
Yeah, she is.
Well, then he can't come because he would embarrass her.
Dad, don't embarrass me.
So favorite ever, and then what you would have seen this year?
Favorite ever, definitely 2013's Paul McCartney. Mm. Oh my gosh, it was just magical the entire time. And especially when we started singing Hey Jude, can we just reminisce on that moment and feel that moment again?
I guess, were we all there? No, Taco, you weren't there, were you?
I was not.
Oh,
you were there, Colorado.
Negative.
Oh,
oh God bless y'all.
Oh, man.
It was remarkable. So many people were just crying and laughing and hugging and crying, and just the vibe around the entire farm was just so magical.
That answer almost doesn't count because that's by default. That's like,
but it's my favorite.
David, how about you?
I actually was going to say Paul McCartney. I was going to say pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It was
to see a Beatle.
You know, well, so I went to see him because he was a Beatle, but I wasn't really expecting what he did and what he brought. I mean, to hear 85,000 people sing that song and Let It Be, I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I had goosebumps. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible moment.
For so many of us, that like, there's a lot of the current generation of Bonnaroogans that was their first year. So we were so incredibly spoiled that on night two of our first Bonnaroo, we got like Paul McCartney singing that for us.
And this year, you know, this year this lineup was fat for me. I mean, it was
staggering.
But I have to say, right out of the gate, without even really looking at this, and it has everything to do with what's going on and the fact that they just dropped an incredible album, it would be Run the Jewels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, for whatever it's worth, Pitchfork gave their record an 8.5. You know, you got to take those kind of reviews from them with a grain of salt. But that's pretty solid.
I think our compatriots on the info reboard would have everyone know that Pitchfork is full of it anyway.
Well, you know, I love them when I love them.
Yeah.
I hate them when I hate them. But, you know, I think this one they got right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a great album. And the time is right for it now.
Have you listened to some of the lyrics, like, in detail on the new Run the Jewels? It's like they saw the future because they would have had to have recorded that, like, months ago.
But, and they actually dropped that album a little bit early, and obviously they did it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So just an incredible record. And considering everything that's going on, that would have been a banger this year.
I keep thinking about how what was happening in the country in like 67, 68, 69 kind of correlates in many ways to what's happening right now.
Mm.
And, you know, music was one of the empowering things back then. It's kind of how Woodstock even came to be.
Exactly.
So I feel like Run the Jewels is in a big way doing the same thing right now with that new album.
Sure.
I can make that correlation. You had the anti-war, you had a lot of the Doors, a lot of those invasions bands, and then us.
I remember
right now in the political situation that we're in, absolutely. I can see RTJ using their platform.
You know, Lizzo is doing the same thing. None of us mentioned Lizzo, but that would have been an incredible show. Like, I feel like her message of, like, positivity in so many ways would have spoke so well to our particular audience and would have spoke to 2020 and its dumpster fire in general, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll go last. Like, Paul, of course, is, like, one of the best, like, favorite old shows. But, like, I have said this so many times, so I'll say it one more time. Like, Friday night of 2016 was, like, the best night of my life. Going, bouncing from M83 to LCD Sound System back to Tame. Yeah, I'm not going to talk into too much detail on this podcast about that and why it was so fun. But if you were there, you know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Nothing, if you know, you know.
Like, 2016 was, like, a low attendance year. But there was just, like, some kind of feeling on the farm that year.
Yeah, I had a blast that year.
It hasn't been there ever since that year or before. Like, it's hard to describe unless you were there.
Yeah.
And then for this year, you guys know me. I mean, you can take one wild guess who I was all in on. I'm heartbroken. I'm not trying to think too far ahead of it, but I know I'll get to see Tame Impala one of these days again, so I'm not too broken up about it. And, you know, in general, I'm not too broken up that we're not in Manchester right now. We made our own little slice of a farm here in near Winchester, Tennessee.
We're not in Manchester, we're in Winchester. Slight difference.
Some kind of Chester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still close enough to the farm where we could still swing by.
It's starting to be sunset on a farm in Tennessee on the second weekend in June, and we're about to have music.
Yeah.
And I'm with some of my best friends and favorite people, so this is good enough for me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
David and I actually stopped by the farm this past weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, on the way down.
It was like running through your empty high school.
After hours. That's great. Wow.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Great.
And then the traffic, you could hear like some of the vehicles from the highway, and it's like, roars from concerts past.
Yeah.
It was kind of eerie. It was spooky. We walked around Planet Roo. I actually got up on top of the What stage. I planted flowers inside of Planet Roo.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, performed a little bit of B&E, hopped the fence, and planted some flowers.
No, that was beautiful.
I only spent maybe 45 minutes there, but David, we ran into each other. What a coincidence. Yeah, our lucky stars just happened to line up. We ran into each other. As you were on your way out, I was on my way in. You said you spent like 2 hours there.
I was there for 2 hours, yeah.
What did you think? And you brought three cameras with you?
Yeah, you know, to say it was surreal doesn't even cut it. And, you know, and similar to what you said, I mean, I literally sat up on the What stage. I've never been on the stage, of course, before.
looking out at that empty field and just reflected on how many iconic people I saw exactly where I was sitting, just playing to a sea of people.
I'm getting goosebumps too thinking about it. Like I was standing where Elton John's piano was.
Yeah.
Think about how many shows that have been in that spot. Like the last show the Beastie Boys ever performed.
Yeah.
Like Lionel Richie, Elton John, Billy Joel. I mean,
just incredible.
Jay-Z, Stevie Wonder, like so many. Yeah.
Haley Williams, Florence. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, Sir Paul himself.
Yeah, it just goes on. Yeah.
I've been up there too. We kind of took a very respectful walk a couple of years ago in October, like 2015 or something like that. And I went on top of the wet stage, and it's like we joke about parallel universe. That's what it's like when you get up there because everything seems so much smaller. It seems like just a small pasture instead of a thing that holds 100,000 people.
There's no way 80 to 100,000 people can fit in there. I don't believe it. Just like the hill.
Yeah.
The hill never moved.
All right, guys. I think we're about to jump into night two of our music here on our little speakeasy Bonnaroo here. But any other thoughts before we cut out?
This is beautiful.
Life is good, man. And I appreciate you guys putting this together. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
I really had no idea what to expect. I got an address from you. It was pretty much all the details.
I was like, bring back.
And I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to this thing, and this has been amazing. Brad, Barry, you missed it. You blew a big chance.
He should have come from New Orleans.
He should have definitely come from New Orleans.
No, he's trying to get you to come to New Orleans.
He's trying to get me down there. Yeah. He should have been up here, and Barry should have come up here too, at least for the day, even if he didn't camp.
Well, he's a newsman. We need that now more than ever.
Yeah, he had to work today, unfortunately, but I know they would both love to be here.
Kyle, any last thoughts?
I'm really thankful that this is going down. Thanks for setting this up.
I can't take any credit. This is Lindsay's thing. This is his little plot. He put all this together and welcomed us in here. So we have to wish him a happy birthday and make sure that we leave no trace and respect his farm.
Yes.
Silly, anything?
It's just been great so far. And even just making brand new connections that we probably never would have made, even on the farm that we made here, has been phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's charged my battery up in the same way that like the real Bonnaroo would have. So I mean, we'll find out what happens in September or next June. But I feel so much better knowing the community is really stronger than ever.
Yeah, this like, is going to get us through. You know.
Yeah.
For
yes.
sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, absolutely. Thanks everybody. Russ, anything you want to sign off with from the what?
I'll just have to say. Goodbye for Brad and Barry, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's really the first time that we had an episode, and they're not here.
Oh, and one last thing before we sign off. Mm-hmm. I got to give a big props to... we talked about Bonnaroo 365 putting together Homebrew.
Big props
to the Parachute people
for
doing a lot of things right now. Ron and all the rest of that crew are doing some streams this week. And I feel like they have been, for the past half decade, one of the prime leaders of the Bonnaroo community. To not just do the thing with the Roo Shoot, but promote positivity and inclusiveness and just love in general. And I feel like they have set up the community to have been prepared for this little hiccup and to stay positive throughout it. And
so, yeah, we've been doing this.
This is normal.
This is
I'm gonna give them a big props.
This isn't anything new for us.
And that goes, there's so many different little communities. There's Camp Red Roo. There's Rutan Clan. There's Trying to Go to Bed. What? Let's name them off. Who am I missing? There's Bonnaroo Chris.
Yeah.
The Bonnaroo Rooster.
The Bonnaroo Rooster. Yeah.
Bonnaroo Babe.
Yeah.
Bonnaroo Babe.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Bonnaroo Ball a couple years ago. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's somebody we're missing, but like, all this stuff is what is keeping the community strong. It's what keeps Bonnaroo. I guarantee you there aren't as many like groups that are going to like Coachella or the Hangout Festival or Glastonbury. No.
Yeah.
Or that haven't made two or three different podcasts. Rooham guys, that's another one I should mention,
Yeah, shout out to the Rooham guys.
Yeah.
They've been steady. They've been very consistent. They've been on top of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Camp Phantasmagoria.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I
nothing but love for all of them.
I mean, no, this is just a love fest, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad that we got to see a lot of our friends here this weekend on our little like miniature Bonnaroo that we've put together. But I think I speak for everybody. We all want everybody together in one place again, and it's gonna happen. Yeah. September or June next year, it's gonna happen.
Definitely.
Agreed.
All right, so you know what? I think on that note, let's go start some music and let's get out there and radiate positivity.
Brad, Barry, Taco, it's Parker from Rooham. And, favorite memory of the what? Well, I wish we were hanging on the farm together. But besides listening to your show to get me through a back room job in retail, probably my favorite Bonnaroo memory is coming or waking up one morning and finding our only case of beer, which was Hams, by the way, to be just boiling hot after leaving them in the sun. So, you know, Bonnaroo does what Bonnaroo does. Wish we were hanging this weekend instead of working, but we will catch you next year. And Brad, eventually we'll chat about Hams on Instagram Live together. Happy Roo, y'all.
All right. Y'all ready to get funky? These guys have not played live in months, and I'm sure they've been dying to get out, right, Branson?
You know it.
Yeah, dude. All right, so listen, the Rubus crew is from Huntsville, Alabama. This is my favorite band in Huntsville, Alabama. It is a big deal to me to have these guys out tonight. You ready to get funky with seats? Let's go!
We are seeds from Huntsville, Alabama! Slide your stride to flip your hip, let seeds take you on down to the mothership.
That was done right.
You see the what, which bands this year that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.